Welcome to the Business Behind the Scene podcast with Francesca Moy, where we talk all about real business problems, real solutions, and getting actual results in your business.
Hello, hello, and welcome to episode number 132 of Business Behind the Scene. I'm truly excited to be here today to talk about something that lots of us business owners hide behind: overwhelm. We're like, I'm overwhelmed, that's why I'm not doing anything. It's like, oh, that's a really good excuse, brain. Thank you for offering that. So before I get started talking about that, I want to give you a quick update on where I'm at with my business. I am so excited to let you know that I have officially launched my virtual assistant agency a few months ago, as you guys will know, and it's pottering along like I would have never, ever expected. I'm super excited. We have already 16 happy clients that are working in with us. As you know, we've been doing this service for the last 2.5 years. We have trained over 200 virtual assistants, but this new way to do it, it's only been a couple of months, which is really, 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 I'm so excited. I just can't even explain how grateful I am for the opportunity, for everything that is happening. So, I have been through pretty much starting a new business. So when people tell me, oh, Francesca, you don't get it. I used to, you know, you have your business now, it's pottering along, it's so easy, you don't get it. Like starting a new business, it's hard. I'm like, oh, okay, but that could be a choice of thoughts. And I'm not saying that it's all easy. It can also be hard at times, but it's the way we take it, the way that I choose to be, yeah, it's hard. And I am still going to go through with it. I'm still gonna find a solution. I'm still gonna be exciting. I'm excited about what's happening. So really, is any of the emotion, any of the thoughts that our brain offers, we can truly, truly sit with it and be like, yeah, this is what I believe, or we can challenge them. We can just go, not sure about that, brain. Thank you for offering that. And let's have a look deeper on what it is. Now, this doesn't mean that I don't have hard days. Doesn't mean that I'm not ever overwhelmed. Doesn't mean that I get stuck. It doesn't mean that all of those things don't happen to me. They do happen, and I use them as a leverage to take the next step. And that is what a lot of people don't do. So I am about to go on a holiday. I am recording two podcasts today because I'm going to be on holiday next week, which is so cool. And I am going to go to Noosa, and I booked this amazing, amazing, amazing place on the beach, which is so cool. And I'm going to be there for 2 nights. I'm also speaking while I'm there at an amazing retreat. I've been invited to be a guest speaker, which is so cool. So it's a little bit holiday, a little bit of not. And then a girlfriend from Sydney is coming up for my birthday, and we're going to go for a beautiful dinner. And then we're going to have a dinner party on the Saturday night. So yeah, it's going to be my birthday week. Actually, this is my birthday month. I actually have a special for everybody that want to get fully booked with clients, sold out with clients. They can come along into their gold membership, and we have a special 40% off at the moment. So yeah, so everything is pottering along. And again, it doesn't mean that I don't have hard days. Yesterday and the day before were really tough. I didn't feel it. I was down. I was feeling like that. You know when you feel like, like that? I don't know. I don't have a word attached to that. It's just that yucky feeling that you wake up in the morning and you go, I don't know if I want to do this today. And I was very gentle with myself, and I took the day as it goes. And then once I'm at the office, I actually am fine. It's just that moment in the morning that you go, oh my goodness, I don't know if this is going to work. So anyway, this is what's been happening in my week. I know that when I listen to my podcast, the people that I follow podcast, I love when they give me a little update on what's happening in their lives, because I always want to manifest their lives. So to know that, I need to know what they're up to, what they're doing, how they make decisions, and so on. So I'm making a decision on August. I've got 4 weeks off, and I need to decide, and now you guys are going to laugh at this, if I want to go to Italy for those 4 weeks, or if I want to stay here in Australia and just go to like a beautiful self, loving retreat. Or, yeah, I need to decide what do I want to do with my life, which is really interesting, right? So this is me, and now I want to start to talk for you about the overwhelm. So do you ever feel overwhelmed? If you do, just sit there for a second and think about, where is that? What is that overwhelm? How does it feel? And what triggered it? What triggered the overwhelm for you? The other day I was talking to a client and she was struggling because she said, "Oh my God, I'm so overwhelmed." And I just questioned and I said, "And what's the problem?" "What do you mean, what's the problem? I'm feeling overwhelmed." I'm like, "Yeah, that's okay. That's an emotion. And what is the problem with feeling overwhelmed? Why are we expecting to feel 100% all the time? Why are we expecting to feel positive emotions all the time? I mean, there wouldn't be winter without summer. We wouldn't enjoy summer if we didn't have winter. My beautiful girls work in the Philippines and it's summer all the time. And I can guarantee you that they don't enjoy it as much as we do, because when we have winter, then we enjoy summer way better. So overwhelm is an emotion, okay? It's okay to feel negative emotion. Why we have such high expectation on our business that the business should make us feel good at all times? Really? Really? I don't know about you, but I don't think that that is something that I want to always go for. I just want to go, yeah, negative emotion, welcome. Thank you for coming, because every negative emotion teaches me something. Every negative emotion is there for a reason. If I allow the learning through it, if I numb it, if I do something else to not feel it, that's when I'm not going to learn the lesson with it. I was talking to a client yesterday and she was saying, "Francesca, I'm numbing myself. I'm drinking a bottle of wine a night and that is because I'm going through some tough times." And I said, "Yeah, that's okay. But what if you don't drink the bottle of wine?" "Oh, but then I'm going to go down and I'm afraid of that." Okay. But if you don't go down, if you don't feel the feels, you're going to continue numbing yourself for the rest of your life. Is that what you want? "Oh no, eventually it will go away." I'm like, well, will it if you keep avoiding it? It's going to always be that, you know, the little rock that when you lift it is like, wow, all the demons come out of it. So just allowing this negative emotion to be present in our business, in our days, in our everything that we do, will help us so much more to be and become the better version of ourselves. Listen, if you really want your business to double, triple, quadruple in the next few years, we have to really face those demons. We've got to face those feelings. We've got to face overwhelm. What if overwhelm is a great emotion to feel? What if we celebrate that emotion? Because we can't feel positive emotion all the time. That's just definite, right? What if overwhelm will help us appreciate more the discipline, getting organized? What if we need that as a motivation to take action? What if overwhelm is a signal of the body to say, hey, we can't keep going like this random and all over the place. We need to just put some organization. We need to be a bit organized behind the scenes so that we don't feel that overwhelm. And I love it how I usually say to people, put everything in your calendar. Oh, that gives me overwhelm. Okay, so putting your list in your calendar for you to follow give you overwhelm. But having everything all over the place and not knowing what you're working on and never finish any of the tasks because you always have more tasks to do, that doesn't give you overwhelm? Oh, yeah, it does. Okay, well, then you got to try something different, right? You're going to try to put it in your calendar and see if that is going to start to eventually reduce the overwhelm. I can guarantee you that you will, but maybe in the first few weeks, it will be hard for you to follow. You're going to be faced with another problem, which is discipline. You're going to be faced with the problem that your brain wants to sabotage every time there is something in the calendar. Welcome to business, right? This is fascinating how we want to avoid growth. But if we avoid growth so much, we're not going to be able to learn. So if you have a lot on and you're feeling overwhelmed, just stop, breathe, make a list of all the things that you want to do, that you need to do, all of them. Like just empty your brain on a piece of paper and then chunk them all down and put them in your calendar in the next month. And start to, one thing at a time, start to get them done. When things go into my calendar, I just already know that that's going to be done. That's it. There's no, I'm not going to procrastinate when I get to that point. This is the thing, right? You got to have to face yourself. Once you put them in your calendar, then the next problem will be, am I going to do it? Right. So do you trust yourself that whatever you put in your calendar, you're actually going to follow through on? You're actually going to get done? A lot of us have a really bad relationship with our calendar. We don't follow it, we blame it, and we avoid it. So if you can instead love your calendar and allow your calendar to be that person that tells you what to do, but you know, remember, we're business owners, we hate having people telling us what to do, right? Well, guess what? You fill the calendar, so nobody else is telling you but you, right? You are your boss. But you got to put in the calendar to have some structure, some discipline. I literally put everything in the calendar. If I don't put gym in the calendar, I am not going to go to the gym. My brain is always going to find an excuse. I'll go tomorrow, I'll go tomorrow, I'll go tomorrow, and then tomorrow never comes. I need to lock it into my calendar. I need to book a session to make sure that that is going to happen, because I need to show up for that, because if not, they're going to charge me anyway. I need to have the structure for me to know that I will follow it. And I have worked so hard on my mindset to not negotiate. When I get that task coming along or that things that I got to do, I don't go, oh no, let's just do it tomorrow. I promise myself that when I put it in the calendar, then I will be doing it. Now, some of you have got kids and you're going to say, oh, Francesca, it's easy for you because you don't have kids. You know the things that happen last minute. What if a kid disrupts my calendar, then what? Well, your kids disrupt your calendar regardless if you have a calendar or if you have a messy schedule, right? So it doesn't change anything, but actually it's a lot easier, because if a kid, you know, disrupt your calendar, then you know, oh, in that time that I spent with my kid instead of doing the thing, there was these three things that I had to do. Okay, let me find another time to put them in. That's it, as simple as that. But if you don't have that schedule and your day is random, then your kids disrupt your calendar. When you go back to your desk, you're going to be like, okay, wait, where was I? What was I doing? Oh, let me check. Oh, look, emails. Oh, look, this. Oh, look, Facebook. And then all of a sudden, you go into that vortex of doing everything done but not getting anything done. Do you know that vortex? Yeah, I don't want to be there anymore, right? I don't want to live in that vortex. I want to live in a place where I get things done and I trust myself that everything goes into my calendar is going to happen. And then if we take this a step a little bit further, when you do feel the overwhelm, the point is, what action do you choose to take from there? Do you choose to sit still and just stay overwhelmed and like avoid it? Because that's what people do as well, right? They feel overwhelmed, so they go and watch Netflix. Again, numbing. They feel overwhelmed, so they don't do anything about it. They feel overwhelmed, so they don't do any steps. What if you choose to take an action from that overwhelm? You could choose to take your time, one step at a time, slow it down, but still move forward. The overwhelm will reduce as you take steps. Instead, if you do nothing, the overwhelm will stay. And you're going to have to keep numbing yourself to not feel the overwhelm that is going to be there until you get the stuff done. True. I know, right? So I get overwhelmed. I do. I breathe. I sort my schedule out and I follow it with discipline. Literally. So discipline will come only if you choose to not let overwhelm take over. If you stop and you take an action, even if you do feel the overwhelm. It all comes back to choices. I know that I talk a lot about this in my podcast, about what do you choose, what you decide is going to make the person that you are going to be in the future. But it's so true. I am a result of my choices. My business is a result of my choices. You are a result of your choices. Your business is a result of your choices. Now, this doesn't mean that you're going to now beat yourself up and be angry at yourself and create an abusive relationship with you, and then you're going to have to numb yourself from yourself. We don't want that. You want to just acknowledge that moving forward, you want to make different choices. And then you want to actually do it. You want to actually take different steps, different choices Be gentle with yourself, but always keep moving forward one step at a time. I was being interviewed the other day in a podcast, and they were literally saying that to me. They were saying, Francesca, how did you get here? How did you get to a $1.5 million business, now starting a second business? How did you get the strength to take those steps? And I'm like, well, I didn't have a choice. I made that decision that I was going to do it, and I just kept taking a step forward, even when it was hard, even when it was difficult, even when I was overwhelmed, even when I was scared. I kept moving forward. So are you willing to feel your fear, not numb yourself, and just keep moving forward? That is the secret to success. Instead, what a lot of us do, we choose to feel overwhelmed. Like when I remember when I used to wanted to lose weight, and there were so many ideas out there, so many things. I would try all different diets, 3-4 days, nothing happened. Oh, this one doesn't work, that one doesn't work. And then I would choose to stay in overwhelm. I'd be like, it's too many choices, I don't know what to do, so I don't have to do it. And then I could just eat my pasta and pizza and be okay with numbing myself. Until I chose to not be overwhelmed and just trust that I know what's best for my body and just start to be more conscious about what I will put in my mouth. Simple as that. So I'm giving you this example to really remind you that you already know what you need to do. Don't let the fear of moving forward stop you. Don't let the pretend to be overwhelmed stop you. And when I say pretend, I'm not saying that you don't, it's a lie. But it's just an offering of your brain to slow down so you don't have to step into the unknown. You don't have to step in the scary zone. But what if the scary zone is not as scary as where you are right now? A lot of people tell me that, Francesca, I don't know. What if I don't know? You don't have to know. You just have to take a step. What? What are you talking about? I'm so terrified. That's okay. But you don't get it. Yes, I get it. I do get it. And I'm sorry, but there's no other way to do it. Just take a step forward. It's like if someone, I'm going to give you a crazy example, right? If you haven't been to a tree top challenge, you know those tree top that you go and you have to, like, you walk from one tree to the other and then you do like a flying fox and all of those things, right? So if you go through, you know, you're walking between one tree and the other and you are halfway through and you get terrified, and you get scared, and you freeze, and you tell everybody that you want to get out, get off. Well, you can't. What you got to do is breathe and take a step forward. But I'm scared. Well, what you want to do is stay there all day? Do you want to stay in the middle between two trees with nothing underneath you for longer than what you should? The people that go through and keep taking a step forward, they spend way less time up in the air. The people that are scared and they just go so slow because they're terrified, they stay longer in fear. Fascinating analogy, hey? So think about how long you want to stay in overwhelm. The more you stay in it, the more you let overwhelm freeze you, the more you're going to feel it, the longer you're going to stay in it. So the solution is take steps forward. I hope that this podcast was valuable for you guys. Have a fabulous, fantastic day, and I will see you next week. Now, if you love this podcast, please share it on your social media and tag me. Share it in your story on Instagram, on Facebook. Do whatever you want to do, but share it, because the more people hear about this, the more success we create in the world, the better world we create for our kids. All right. Thanks so much, everybody. Have a fabulous day. Bye.
Hey, if you enjoy listening to this podcast, then you have to come to check out our Facebook group, Workshop Secrets for Coaches. It's a community of over 9,500 coaches that are ready to boom their business by running workshops. They are stuck in one-on-one coaching and they're ready to start to go one-to-many. So if you are one of those coaches, then you have to join us. I look forward to see you there. And hey, don't forget to hit the subscribe button and leave me a review to win a ticket to one of my workshops. I look forward to see you there.